Today is Monday, December 27th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So we had a Christmas. I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday. And some of you are probably still vacationing. I know at work, it seems a lot of people, I would say 75 to 80% of the people that I interact with on a daily basis took off from Christmas to New Year's. And so actually this week is probably going to be pretty light. Last week was not as light as I would have liked it to be. A lot of last minute meetings and stuff like that. But it seems like this week, I had zero meetings today, which is, very unusual. And I guess that'll be good. I guess that'll be good to be able to get some stuff done and just kind of relax and take my own pace and not have to meet with a bunch of people. So anyway, let's go back. So Friday night after I recorded the episode, I don't remember exactly what time I recorded the episode. I will say I could find zero food. And I think I talked about that on the show because I think I recorded pretty late in the evening because Mark and I went to see a movie. And I know I talked about that. And then he went to Mass. And I was trying to find, he wanted to do the tradition in the Philippines is to eat a snack and around midnight, or actually to eat a meal around midnight, not a snack, an actual meal. And so he had said, oh, we should do that. But we could just have a snack, you know, since we are having our regular dinner. And I was going to go buy some stuff at the store and they had already closed. So I always forget what time, you know, what day and what time people close. I did get Waffle House. They were open. I gave a really good tip to the waitress because I got the food and brought it home, but I gave a really good tip to the waitress because I thought, oh, working on Christmas Eve, I should give a really good tip. So anyway, after I recorded, I needed to do a lot of preparing for brunch because I had told my mom, I said, you know, why don't we, Mark and I plan the meal, I'll cook, he'll help me cook. And so, you know, that makes it easier for us to plan the food, but also it, you know, the grocery shopping, the cooking, you know, and mom, you know, had the surgery, so she's not getting around as well. And apparently her knee area is hurting really bad still. And so we had gone and gotten groceries and everything. And I had decided to do a breakfast casserole, which is some mixture of generally potatoes, some sort of meat, bacon or sausage or ham, eggs, cheese, you know, that sort of stuff, all kind of in a casserole. And they always seem to taste pretty good to me. And I thought, well, that should be a fairly easy one. So I found a recipe for that. And it had cottage cheese, cheddar cheese, Swiss cheese. It had eggs. It had bacon. It had onion. It had it had hash browns. And so what I did is I found a couple other recipes that had tater tots. And so I did half hash brown potatoes, half tater tots. And I needed to saute the onion with the bacon beforehand. So what I did is I sauteed the onion with the bacon. I measured out my cheeses, grated my Swiss cheese, all of that. Oh, it had cottage cheese as well, I guess, for creaminess. And I measured everything out and I got the baking dish out. And I pre-sauteed the bacon and onion and all that, mixed everything together in the baking dish and then put a... And that took, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes to get all that ready while I was doing other things as well. And then covered it with saran wrap and then put it in the refrigerator. And I also, you know, gathered some other stuff that I needed. And then I also wanted to make garlic cheese grits. And so the recipe called for you to boil your water, but I use chicken stock instead of the water to add more flavor. And then add in your grits and cook them, I don't know, 10 minutes or something while stirring to get rid of any lumps. And then add butter. And then it had you immediately adding a milk and egg mixture to that and all your cheese. So it also had, I think it had a Gruyere or something, but I did cheddar and Swiss because that's the same cheese that I had bought for the breakfast casserole. And I thought, well, no need to add a different cheese. I don't want to have to buy another type of cheese. And so I added that in, and then you add your garlic, and it called for garlic powder. And so I added all that together, but I didn't do what I cooked the grits, but I thought, well, that's going to be too hot to add the egg to immediately. It's going to cook the egg. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to put it in a pan and not finish cooking it, because after you put everything together, you put it in the oven and you cook it, you know, for another 45 minutes or something. But I wanted to finish both casseroles in the morning at my mom's house. And so what I did is I let the grits cool down. I mixed the cheese in to let all that melt and incorporate with the grits. But after I mixed the cheese in, I let that mixture cool. I kept stirring it so that it wouldn't get lumpy, but I let it cool. And then I added the egg and milk. I actually poured it out on a sheet pan to cool it faster. And then once it was cool enough, I put it back in a bowl and then, you know, whisked it really good to get it all creamy again. And then I put the egg and milk in there so that I wasn't cooking the egg. And then I put it in a pan, both of them the 8x8, so the smaller baking dish. I covered it with Saran wrap and then put it in the refrigerator, and that was ready. And I just got everything kind of ready. And that was pretty much our evening. We watched, I think we watched a bunch of To Tell the Truth episodes. And then in the morning, and we got all the presents ready and ready to pack the car and everything. And then in the morning, I had this, the bread subscription that I did, I forgot to cancel it. And so in this one for December, they had another thing of croissants, but also a thing of chocolate croissants. And I thought, well, those would be good to have pastries with our, you know, breakfast. And so I got up about 7:30 and I preheated the oven and I went ahead and cooked those or baked those. And then I put them in a Tupperware container that I have. I let them cool so they wouldn't get soggy. And then as we were packing the car, I was letting them cool. And anyway, we packed everything in a styrofoam container that we had, like a styrofoam ice chest. And we put the champagne because Mark was making a mimosa. So we packed the champagne, the orange juice, the everything. And both the casseroles that I made and all the little things that we needed. Put those in, put the presents in, and got everything ready to go. Anyway, and then we went over to my parents. Now, when we got there, Mark realized that I had forgotten the grenadine for his mimosa. But he had a jar of cherries, and I said, well, just of maraschino cherries. And I said, well, just use cherry juice instead. And he said, no, don't worry about it. Well, I went ahead and put cherry juice in mine and my mom's, and it tasted great. But he refused to use the cherry juice. So when we got to my parents, I put everything in the oven. Mark was making garlic fried rice, and so he did that. We heated some ham. We got the pastries out. We ate. We opened presents, and then we played Ticket to Ride with my... and all the food turned out great. We played Ticket to Ride, which is a game with my stepdad, and my mom sat in a chair and watched us because she needed to keep her legs elevated because that, for whatever reason, that kept her from hurting quite as bad. And so she didn't play She was over on her phone looking at Instagram and Facebook the whole time, but she was watching us play. And anyway, it was a good afternoon. We stayed there until from about 9:30 in the morning until about 5 in the afternoon. So it was a good day. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.